And welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to wrap up the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd cross country season with head coach John Sherb right now. John's in the studio. And John, a big weekend last weekend for your boys.
Yeah, it was. It was a big weekend just to kind of see where we're at. And, you know, it's that deal. You want to get to the state meet and then compete at that level and see where you actually fit in. Because, you know, there's always the rank. We always talk about the rankings throughout the year. And, you know, we slid down a little bit because we haven't been running well at some of the spots. And so, you know, we wanted to improve that. We thought we were better than the fifth-ranked team, but they had us seeded coming into the state meet. So that was our kind of our goal there. And then our big goal was to get to the podium.
Yep. And, you know, actually, I think the boys ran pretty well during the state meet last week at St. Olaf. A couple of personal bests and stuff. Can't ask for better than that.
No, you can't. And, I thought our kids handled it very well. The conditions changed a lot. It was really – I know I was talking with Nikki a little bit how it was in the morning when they ran – double A ran in the morning, and the weather was really, really calm, not much wind. It was really peaceful. But that wind picked up in the afternoon, got a little bitey out there, and it really showed a lot of goofy things happening, especially in the girls' race. The girls' race had a lot of problems with the kids not finishing. You know, unfortunately, Dreets hit the wall there a little bit. Yep. You know, she's been fighting some things there too. But just a lot of strange things. The number one ranked girl in the state ended up finishing like 85th. I mean, and she was in second place with less than a mile to go.
Wow.
So, I mean, a lot of strange things.
That was in double A?
That was an A. That was an A race right before. Just a lot of strange. The gal from down southeastern Minnesota was ranked number one in front of Gale.
Oh.
Was behind her, like I said, with a little less than a mile to go. And then next thing you know, we don't see her come down the hill. And then John and I walked back, and then I looked at the results. So after the meet was over, it's like she finished like 85th, 86th. Just something happened there too. I mean, it's just a lot of things, a lot of strange things happened with that weather change. Cool. Again, how we've been running cool weather. So, I mean, it was a lot of strange stuff. But again, I thought our kids handled it very well. And, you know, and that's, you know, I told them before the race, I said, that's why I'm the grumpy person I am that make us run hard workouts in crappy conditions, because you just don't know what you're going to see, and that's preparing yourself for it. Mm-hmm. And you hope you don't have to, but if we are, we're ready to go.
Yeah, I really enjoy covering state cross country at St. Olaf. It's a beautiful campus. The number of people that show up for that is just unbelievable. Thousands of people.
It is, and I don't know what double A is in the morning, but I know A in the afternoon, it just waves of people are moving, and it's tough to see a lot of things on the race. You know, it's too bad they don't have a few more bleachers on the finish line. That would help a little bit more to get people up in that, but they have a couple of row bleachers, but they could put a lot more in there, and they'd fill those bleachers up on that finishing straightaway. So a lot of people, and it's good, and it's a nice thing for the program and with the state with cross country.
Yep, sure, a lot of fun. All right, why don't you go through some of the well, whatever you want to do, it's your show.
Okay. Now I'll go through our state meet, and then next week we'll kind of wrap up everybody else and do it that way, because we got a number of seniors I want to kind of give some comments to on that one next time. You know, like I said, going in, our goal was to get to the podium. We knew, you know, on paper, state you got Perm, who's just I just didn't think anybody would touch him, and you know, West Central was close to him, but West Central has been running another level, too. After, you know, we got them early, their fifth man fell apart up there when we ran early in the year, and they've been running really solid up there. And, you know, I thought that third slot was a very, very good slot for us to get in, but we knew it wasn't going to be easy because, you know, we were sitting at the five-slot rank coming in. St. James, who had a very good section meet, I thought we could get in with them with our kids. And like I said, that was kind of a goal. Another goal individually, we're going to try to get, you know, one, two, maybe even three kids in the top 25. That was our next goal, and to get all state. And unfortunately, it didn't happen either. But again, you really got to like the way our kids competed. Zeke and Griff got out really hot. Zeke was probably most of the race. He was anywhere from that 16 to 18 spot the whole race. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, he hit the wall coming home. That last half mile really, really fought him. And I think he said he just couldn't get his legs out. And that's, you know, he put himself into that extra mode of trying to put himself in a spot up there in that cool air. Mm-hmm. And affected him. But he still ran really well on it. And you look at it. So, you know, we ran well in spots. We just didn't quite finish in a couple spots. We had some big finishes, other kids that moved up. So, I mean, it was kind of a wash. But times-wise going in, I kind of penciled out. Well, I said, if we can run this fast in these spots, I think we'll be right in the thick of things. And sure enough, we ran our spots and ideas within a second or so what I was kind of thinking. And so you got to like the way the kids. Mike Wall was our top runner. He was 31st, 16:43. Zeke was in 33rd. He was only, where they got him? They got him 0.3 of a second behind Mike. So you think about 0.3 seconds behind Mike is Zeke, and that's from 31 to 33. So that's how much of a wall people are coming in. He was 16:44.2. Griffin Johnson was 35th at 16:45.8. So again, now we're looking at not even 2 full seconds between our number one and number three runner. Mm-hmm. So you think that's going to sit us pretty good there. The unfortunate St. James had three runners in front of our number one runner. But Zeke threw, well, with a half mile to go, he was with the St. James number one runner. So, I mean, that shows how things change so fast. And like I said, so we were in that. Then, you know, going back after that, then we ended up having Peyton Starrerud. Peyton, you know, I thought he really finished off a really good year. He was 108th at 17:34.8. Mason Bramer was in 113th spot at 17:35. Colby Duth, you know, closed out his senior career at 17:41.3, and that's darn close, you know, at 116, that's darn close to his personal best. Caden Allpress was 130th at 17:58.2. And I think Griffin was also personal best for him, too. So, I mean, you got a lot of personal bests in there. So scoring-wise, we ended up getting fourth. They came a revised one. The first one they gave out, and I just happened to glance it to make sure, it's revised a little bit. And I don't know, they must have had a flip in there or something where they thought was someone was unattached or something because the scoring changed a little. Perm still won it with 77. And so they were originally posted with 75. Then it was West Central was second at 85. St. James is 156. We were at 186 in fourth. Staples Motley was 1 point behind us at 187. Nova, who was ranked in front of us the last rankings, they were in sixth at 205. Minnehaha Academy is 225. Lake City at 233 at 8th. 238 was Greenway.
Nashwauk, Keewatin.
There you go.
Baseball, Tom.
Yep. Then 10th place, East Grand Forks, 242. St. Cloud Cathedral, 269. Ely was in 12th, 275. Mankato Loyola, 286. Heritage was in 14th at 291, and then Lewis Atura was in 15th at 325, and Redwood Valley was in 16th at 357. So, you know, if you look at it, you know, our spread was we had one of the closest spreads on the lineup for the teams. We just did not have that whole run through because, you know, we were in fourth place. Our average time was 17:05, and that's not that bad at all. But, you know, the team right behind us, Staples Motley, was 16:52 was the average. But, again, our spread was that much tighter. That made a big difference. And, you know, like I said, I thought the kids really did well. I just, you know, it's the disappointing part, you know, not getting the podium. But, you know, to be 3 years or fourth in the state is no slouch to be in. Yes, you want hardware and everything else, but there's a lot of teams that finish fifth, sixth, and seventh.
16th.
Yeah, 16th. I mean, you're competing for a state title. You're competing for it. You know, the ones that are in that 16, 15, top 10 probably don't have a chance to be in that. We're in that having a chance to compete for that. And I think that's very, very good of these kids, of what they handled, how they handled themselves throughout the year, the competing stage. You know, we're going to lose three seniors off the bench. You know, Mike closed out his career, you know, again, not where he wanted to be, but he still had a solid season there. Mm-hmm. And that's what we expect. So, you know, we lose three seniors, you're going to lose Mike and Griff, and then you're also going to lose Colby. Three important keys to this team. Can we be just strong next year? I think we can. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of young kids behind them. We got a lot of young kids because, you know, our two alternates who did not run, Darius Fenske and Caleb Johnson, would have most likely ran for any other teams as their sixth and seventh man. I mean, so that's how deep this team is. Right. And if these guys continue to improve like they've done the year before this year, do very well. And we got some younger ones coming up. So we've got a really, really good nucleus coming up if they want to go to this level, because these seniors have kind of given these guys an idea of what you need to do and work, and that's what's nice. So
that's right.
And like I said, it's very fortunate, you know, to compete.
Well, St. James must have ran well.
St. James ran really well.
Yeah. And West Central area?
West Central just is, again, they put their fifth man in, but their fifth man jumped all the way up to, when we saw him, I think now he was like the fourth man.
Oh,
But they also had two kids in the top 10.
Oh.
That does help a lot. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, they're losing I think they're losing three seniors also, but they're losing their first and second top two men on that. So that's going to affect them a lot for next year too. So there was a lot of seniors in this field, and yep. So that will change a lot.
And I heard something that Perham, they won the boys and the girls, and it was the third year in a row for both teams?
Both teams.
That's they a just, school like, record they, yep. or a they're, state record?
They've got, you know, they got a lot of seniors on this team, but they always keep reloading. But they just keep, you know, finding them and working, and it's a very good program. Mr. Morris up there, who's the coach up there, does an outstanding job with what he does, and mm-hmm. he's really built that into a dynasty up there.
Yep. All right. Well, it was fun covering it last Saturday. I want to thank Alex Stitt. Alex helped me broadcast, and she's very knowledgeable. Of course she should be. Mm-hmm. I felt sorry for her in the start of the race. The girls' race, too, she kind of had a tear in the eye. She goes, I don't want to be broadcasting with you, Paul. I want to be running. Mm-hmm. That was kind of hard for her. So.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, again, it's tough, but it shows, you know, when you talked about the girls, you know, how tough our section is.
Yeah.
Laverne is second. That's their first time ever placing in a top.
Really?
They've never, Pete Janiszewski down there, I don't think, last he told me, he said he's never had a girls team place for Hardware.
Wow.
So this is his first time getting a second there. And then also MCC, they end up finishing fourth, who were right in front of Laverne. So that's, you know, you get two of your teams out of your section that finish on top four. That's awfully good. Yeah. And then you get the Gale girl who just, you know, again, like you and I had talked throughout the weeks going to the state meet, she's just running with that finesse. That I mean, she's grumpy, as I like to say. She just wants to take everybody and take them and just pound on them.
Beat
them
hard.
Oh, God, yep. She beat them. And she looks so, so sharp. It was really impressive to watch her run. So, I mean, we have some good kids. You know, plus also Tanley Nelson out of Laverne. She was third or fourth.
Third, yep.
So, I mean, we've got some, you know, good girls in there that, you know.
And they're Gale kids, junior.
Junior. And then Tanley, I think, is a sophomore, I want to say. Okay. Yeah, Tanley's a sophomore.
And then, unfortunately, Grace Street's unable to finish, but Grace is only a sophomore.
Yeah, she's only a sophomore. And like I said, she was, John and I saw her, we knew it wasn't going good because less than a mile to go, she was in 11th, and she was wobbling and then unfortunately went down, and it's too bad. You know, but it's just, she's had a really, really good year too. You know, she'll build on this next year. So, I mean, it's tough to get out because when you can get there, it shows how deep you are. And so these girls found out, you know, you kind of want to make sure hopefully they kind of get, you know, thinking what's for next year, where they want to be. Do they want to take a shot at this? You know, they got to put a little more time and a little extra work on it.
That's right. Should also mention Braylon Merritt, an eighth grader from Camby Minota, placed 74th. Nathan Nye from Ortonville did well. And Blake Stokes from Camby Minota did well. So we were good representation around in Western Minnesota here at state.
Right. Yes, and that's what's always good. You know, it's you compete, but you also still want to have people do well from your area to represent you. And that's what we always look at, too, is that representation of going to the state meet.
Yep. All right. Fun time. Can't wait till next year.
Oh, yeah. Roll again next year.
And there we go. Yeah, you're right about that weather. We got a few minutes here. You're right about that weather. When I first got there at St. Olaf, not bad. But, man, when the boys raced, it was windy and got temperature really dropped.
Yeah, it did. And, you know,
it's hard to run
in
that.
It's hard to run. It's also, too, is some kids don't feel comfortable with tights on. Some kids do. So, I mean, you're changing your little bit of your mentality of some say, well, I can go through it. I can run through without. And others can't. You know, like 2 years ago with the section meet we had at our place, as windy and as cold that was, Kaiser did not wear tights. Kaiser was – he was the one of the few kids on the course that you'd say was not the smartest individual, but he ran with no tights on his arms and then no leg tights either. And other people were all bundled up. Think about it. He just was, again – that mind, that set, how you handle it, and how you can have conditions.
Speaking of Kaiser, congratulations to Alaysia Freetley at NDSU last weekend. Didn't they win their conference?
They won
something?
The conference. They upset USD because I saw them run against USD down at GRIAC, and USD's women's really, really tough. And NDSU just found a way to get them on their home course and everything else, and they ended up winning it. I know Alaysia, I think she was eighth on their team.
Oh, wow.
So it's a great, great way for her to close her collegiate year out with that. And I know they got regionals in 2 weeks. I think they go down to Oklahoma. Norman, Oklahoma, I think they go.
Yep.
Same thing, Kaiser on the boys' side. Kaiser, he was, I think, fourth on their team. They were second up their SDSU program is really, really deep right now on the boys' side for them then. Mm-hmm. I think they took the top six individual places. So SDSU's got a really good program there. Yep. So, but for Kaiser, he's growing up in Alaysia. And Joseph Jordan-Sterrerud ran for Northern. She was second on our team. She had – some leg issues that they were trying to cross train her to get her in, at least compete at the conference meet. So she struggled through it. She said it wasn't the greatest, and she was sore afterwards. But now she's, I believe, she's shut down. She's not going to do any more. They're going to let her heal a little bit for indoor track. So we've got, you know,
how about Sadie Thompson?
Sadie came down with some injuries, was not able to do it. So she, I know she was laid up the last half of the season. So it's unfortunate, you know, a lot of talent there. But again, just, you know, how it goes and how your body survives. I mean, it's a different level in that college.
Yeah, I've been actually going to interview Alaysia next Saturday on the Coach's Show. We have some time to do that.
Good.
Talk to her up there at NDSU. You ran for NDSU, the Bison, right?
Yes, I did.
How many years did you run for them? All four? Or?
I ran 4 years from 86. I ran up there.
So. How'd you do up there?
I was very pleased. It was fun.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. Thanks, John, for coming in. We'll wrap up the season next week,
right? Yes, we'll do it next Saturday.
Talk about each kid and give them some time, okay?
Perfect.
All right, that's head coach John Sherb of Lac La Parle Valley Dawson Boyd Cross Country. We'll take a commercial break, come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.